हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्याये शिक्षावल्याम् एकादशोऽनुवाकः एकादशः अनुवाकः 11th सेक्शन्। हियर् एस् ऐ सेड् आलरेडी इन् दिस् 11th सेक्शन् वि आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु सी दि मन्त्रास् वेर् इन् द टीचर् presents his valedictory address. The mantra presents the valedictory address of the teacher. So you can imagine the brahmacharis must have been living in the gurukulam with the teacher, spent many years studying, and they must have completed their studies, and now they have to leave. So people who are in the gurukulams for the study are said to be brahmacharinaha. The very word brahmachari tells what? The one, Brahma means Veda. The one whose mind remains only in, moves only in the Shastram. He is a brahmachari. Brahmani charanti yete brahmacharinaha. The students whose minds move only in the Veda Shastra, subject matter of the Veda. They are brahmacharinaha. Very beautiful word. So in brahmacharya ashrama, in the first stage of life as students, when they are with the teacher and they learn, when they complete a study, some of them can continue to be there. They have a choice. They can choose to become, they choose to remain as Naishtika Brahmacharis. Brahmacharis choose to becoming a Naishtika Brahmachari means without entering into Grastha Ashrama, householder's life, without going through other ashramas, they commit themselves totally to the pursuit of jnanam. So they skip the ashramas. They continue to be Naishtika Brahmacharis. And they skip the ashramas. They don't get married. They do not enter into Grastha Ashrama. They do not go to other ashramas. So Naishtika Brahmachari means gradually they will become, eventually they become what? From Brahmacharya they leap to Sannyasa Ashrama. Such provision is there, such is only for, it is optional, it is purely depends upon the choice of the student. Nobody is forced to become a sannyasi. Nobody should not be, cannot be forced to become a sannyasi. Nobody should be forced, can be forced to remain as a Naishtika Brahmachari also. Some of them, very few people, can choose to remain as Naishtika Brahmachari Raha. And they can continue their pursuit of jnanam. Then they can be given to the next discipline of Jnana Yoga also. Very few can choose like that. But most of the students, naturally have to enter into Grihastha-ashramaha. And they will, all the dharmas, except what all they have learnt in the Brahmacharya ashrama, and they have to implement that knowledge. Dharma-jnanam. Atma-jnanam cannot be practiced, need not be practiced. Atma-jnanam itself is moksha. It is not Atma-jnanam, but Dharma-jnanam. The knowledge pertaining to dharma, which they understood during their guru and during their student life, which they had to implement in the Grihastha-ashrama. So they have to leave the Gurukulam. So it is on the last day, the teacher addresses, there is a valedictory address of the teacher that forms the content of the mantra presented in this 11th Anuvaka. This is a very important section. Every section is important. This is a very, very important section. Why? Because Upanishad, by way of presenting the valedictory address of the teacher, Upanishad really brings to notice important factors which should be understood, which should be followed by all spiritual aspirants. In fact, the Shastra teacher in a Gurukulam must be, might have been teaching the values, disciplines throughout their stay in the Gurukulam. On this day, in the in his valedictory address, he really insists assertively, emphatically. He strictly instructs that those values and disciplines should be followed by the students. Why? Because unless they follow this discipline strictly, it is not easy for them to become adequately refined. To be eligible to attain the jnanam. We are going to see the beautiful Bhashyam. Shankara Bhagavatpada calls this teaching is specifically for Purusha Samskara. Samskaraha means refinement. And the Stilinga Shabda Samskaraha is Samskritihi. Samskaraha, Samskaranam, Samskritihi. All these three words mean the same. Samskaraha, Samskritihi, Samskaranam. Refinement. Samskaranam, neuter noun. Samskritihi, we say culture, refinement, feminine gender word. Samskaraha, masculine gender word. And Purusha Samskaraha means mental refinement of an individual human being is Purusha Samskara. Because mental refinement is very important. The whole life lived should contribute for mental refinement. If adequate mental refinement is there, it'd be very easy for the knowledge to rise. It's easy for one to attain jnanam. Very easy to attain, discover freedom. Attaining jnanam, discovering freedom is very easy. If refinement is there. If a is adequate defilement on the part of a person. But for a person to become adequately refined, it involves effort, strain, and very long time. That's why in our culture itself, we have many samskaras. Prenatal samskaras we have. Even before even, as soon as the baby becomes conceived in the womb, immediately we have prenatal, before even the birth, we have certain specific prayers, rituals. Garbhadhanam, Pumsavanam, etc., Nasimantoyam, etc., prenatal samskaras. Everything is done with great Shraddha. Elders, parents give so much of importance for the mental refinement of the child. Every time it's a prayer, a ritual is a prayer where we pray for the refinement of the individual mind. And postnatal, after the child is born also, we have Jata Karma, Namakarna, Annapar, so many things we have. And Upanayanam, then Vivaha. And until the last, even after the death of the person also, we have a samskara, Antyeshti. All, we have 41 samskaras, 41 specific rituals involving prayer. Specifically performed for the mental refinement of an individual. So in the Vedic culture, the Vedic tradition, mental refinement of individual human being is really given importance. Why? Only a person has to become refined. The life itself, we should contribute for mental refinement. Then the life has served its purpose. So, samskaraha, the mental refinement implies what? Preparedness, readiness, required for understanding subtle facts. Not just subtle facts to rise. So preparedness. In Karma Kanda of the Veda, the word samskara is used for being prepared, for preparedness. Even before the performance of a ritual, keeping all the ingredients ready for the ritual, you are said to be a samskara. It's called dravya samskaraha. Dravya samskaraha means when you sit for the puja, after sitting for the puja, you can't be searching for where is Udrani, where is Panchapatra, where is plate, where are the flowers, where are Akshata. No, you keep everything ready. See, when you sit for puja, before you sit for puja, you keep everything required for the puja ready. You are prepared for beginning your worship with all that you need for the puja. And that preparation, the preparedness or readiness for puja is said to be dravya samskaraha. And not only the person keeps the things ready for the worshipping, even he himself has to. The person whoever has to do puja, for whose sake the puja is done, that person himself has to be cleansed. He must be clean. Even if he has shower, even if he has clean clothes, still he must be, there is certain, again, certain rituals prescribed in the Shastram. I mean, in Smriti, we call it Anganyasaha, Karanyasaha, Hridayanyasa. We have Nyasas. Nyasa means, again, chanting some mantras. One has to do Nyasa specifically to prepare himself for doing the puja, to be eligible to do the puja. It's called Kartru Samskaraha. Okay, Kartru Samskaraha, Dravya Samskaraha, Even cooking at home, before you cook, you have to keep things ready. Okay, today you already ready. You have made up your mind what to cook for lunch. Then you keep things ready. Then you start cooking. After you go to the kitchen to cook and you don't search for things. Always preparedness before doing anything is very important. In the Karma Kanda also, this emphasis is there. The preparedness for doing anything. That itself is a great discipline. It involves Shraddha, it involves effort. Similarly here, what about Atmajnanam? Brahmajnanam? Knowledge of the absolute reality. For that knowledge to rise, also, certain degree of preparedness is required on the part of the mind. Antakarna Shuddhi, Antakarna Naishchalyam. It's very important. That adequate preparedness required for the rise of knowledge. Is it a Purusha Samskaraha? For which no choice, no shortcut method. One has to live a clean life of Karma Yoga, involving worship, prayer, values, proper attitude. So that is what is here said. It is said, Upasana is prescribed, values are emphasized, disciplines are prescribed. So simply knowing the values is not enough. One must live values. Knowing the disciplines is not enough. One must follow the disciplines. Therefore, the teacher has to be strict. The last day, he might have been living in his class regularly, but on the day of departure, lay before the students leave, and he wanted to be very strict in his instruction. Therefore, Upanishad uses the term anushasti. The teacher, shasti means governs. The teacher strictly instructs that all those disciplines and values and rituals must be followed by the student even after they leave the Gurukulam. So that they are taking care of their mental preparation. That's what we're going to see in this. In fact, Pooja Swamiji used to say this. It is not that easy not to be afflicted by strong desires, likes and dislikes, strong hatred, strong likes and dislikes, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety. Not that easy to overcome them. And they're all our own papa karma. Contributes for all these disturbing emotions. Even pain, emotional pain, agony. Nothing is created. So Vedanta Shastram says all these strong emotions, the weak emotions are strong. Ragadveshas, ಕಾಮ, ಕ್ರೋಧ, ಲೋಭ, ಮೋಹ, ಮದ, ಮಾತ್ಸರ್ಯ, ಜಲಸಿ, ಹೇಟ್ರೆಡ್, ಆಂಗರ್, ಫಿಯರ್, ಆಂಗ್ಸೈಟಿ, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ದೇರ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ದೆನ್ ದೇರ್ಸ್ ನೆವರ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್. ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಸರ್ಫೈಸ್, ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ವಿ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಮ್. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಸೇಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇಮೋಷನ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಂಪ್ಯೂರಿಟೀಸ್. ಆಲ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇಮೋಷನ್ಸ್, ಇಂಪ್ಯೂರಿಟೀಸ್. ವೇರ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ? ದೇ ರಿಮೈನ್ ಡಾರ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಲೇಟೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸಬ್ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಫ್ರೆಶ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರೆಶ್ ಡಿಸ್ಲೈಕ್, ಬ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಡಿಸೈರ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸಚ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಆಂಗರ್, ಬ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಪೇನ್. ನೋ, ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಬ್ರ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ನ್ಯೂ ಹಿಯರ್. ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್, ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ದೇರ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಬಟ್ ದೇ ರಿಮೈನ್ ಡಾರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೇಟೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸಬ್ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್. ವಿ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್, ಆಸ್ ದೋ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್. ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್, ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ ಸೇಸ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು ಸೇ ದೇ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ದೇರ್? ಹೌ ಡು ಯು ಸೇ ದಟ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಡಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಅಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಇಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ದೇರ್, ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ಲೆಸ್ಲಿ ದೇರ್. ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ಲೆಸ್ಲಿ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ, ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ಸ್. ಆಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ ಇಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್, ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪ ಇಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್. ಐ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡಕ್ಟರಿ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್. ಸೊ ಅಹಂಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್. ಎರೋನಿಯಸ್ ನೋಷನ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲ್. Therefore, common human fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I is very natural. That is why we call this as common human universal fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I. It's very natural. When all this ajnanam, adhyasa, adhyaropa, ahankara, the fundamental problem, all these being natural. And it is this common human universal fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy centered on I contributes for what? Even the rising, the phenomenon called desire, fundamental desire. So desire is also what? Product of ignorance. And desire alone is in the form of likes, strong likes and dislikes. And desire caused anger, jealousy, hate. All these emotions are products of ajnanam. I am not elaborating on them in this class. I am just telling you. Ajnanam being natural and uncreated. So ignorance, the symptoms of the disease of ignorance are here in dormant, latent form. So this kama, krodha, ragadveshas, this likes and dislikes, anger, hatred, fear, anxiety, all these impurities, emotions are like the symptoms of the disease of ignorance. When ignorance is there, the disease is there, symptoms must be there. But symptoms remain dormant and latent. If ignorance is beginningless, the symptoms also are beginningless. So they are there, always. So all these symptoms will resolve for good only when the disease becomes resolved. That's why jnanam is the only aushadham, only bheshajam. Knowledge is the only medicine. So they remain dormant, latent, and they surface when certain External things, external situations become nimittam. External situations, associations, relationships, interactions, the world are only instrumental, nimittam, for them to be triggered, so for them to surface. Don't think I'm talking something unnecessarily irrelevant. No. Why the teacher gives importance? Why the teacher is very strict in giving his instructions? Because there's no way of handling your emotions. Very important to understand before you enter into the text teaching. To understand Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, I want to say all this. Pujya Swamiji used to make it very clear. So people, relationships, associations, connections, interactions, they are all only nimittam, instrumental for these already remaining. The old pain, old anger, old likes and dislikes to be triggered and to surface. And when they surface and you are disturbed, our behavior becomes governed by these emotions. So again, we end up doing wrong things, we accumulate more papa. Therefore, they will rise. External situations will trigger and they will surface and there'll be impurities in the mind. Desire rises, ragadveshas rise, anger rises. When they rise, we have to handle them. We have to manage them very intelligently. How? Only by managing them, we can become relatively refined. We become relatively refined and we'll be eligible to attain jnanam. Once you attain jnanam, then we don't need to manage them. They'll resolve for good. This is the only way of freeing oneself from the hold of emotions. Which is freedom from the hold of mind itself. Which is jivan mukti. So in order to manage these emotions, which are not new, which are brand new, it simply rise. So external interaction, external world is only instrumental. But what do we do? We do not know. The interaction, the external world, relationships, others behavior, etc., are only instrumental, we do not know. We think the world is responsible for all that we go through in life. What is instrumental is mistaken to be responsible. Then accordingly we react also. Therefore, without reacting to situations, we have to be active without being reactive. To be active without being reactive, to manage these emotions, thereby to be adequately prepared for the attainment of jnanam, no choice. In Gita, we say living a life of values, living a life of karma yoga is the only way. We say that. No shortcut method. Instead of saying living a life of karma yoga is the only way of managing your thoughts, here the teacher is going to say strictly, all these disciplines which have been being taught during Gurukulam Vasam should be strictly followed even after they leave the school. Throughout the life, until they attain jnanam, they should not take these disciplines for granted, the teaching for granted. They must follow. Therefore, the teacher is going to be very strict in his instructions. Therefore, in here, the very strong verb, anushasti, is used by the Upanishad. Without blaming the world, how I have to take care of my own delicate, darling, baby mind. My own mind is a delicate darling. Very delicate. I have to take care of my own mind so that my speech, my thought, my actions do not offend, contribute any hurt, contribute for the accumulation of papa. Very important. Such a refinement is possible only when we follow this way of life enjoined by the Shastra. Therefore, the teacher is going to give the instructions here in the text. Is it clear? This is the basic introduction to this class. Let us see the mantra.
Vedamano chacharyonte vasinamanu shasti. Vedamano chacho vedamano chacharyonte vasinamanu shasti. Vedamano chacharyonte vasinamanu shasti. Vedam anuchya acharyaha ante vasinam anushasti. Clean sentence. Acharyaha anushasti. The teacher strictly instructs.
The student, ante vasinam means the student who has been a resident student. Resident student is antevasi. So antevasinam, the resident student who must have been living in the Gurukulam, him, acharya anushasti. When Vedam anuchya, after having taught the Vedas, Vedam anuchya, after having taught the Vedas, acharya anushasti. See, anushasana is not an easy, very, very strictly instructs. The teacher strictly instructs. Antevasinam, the student. What does he say?
Satyam vada.
Oh my God, boring. Don't we know how we should speak the truth? No. Very important. Teachers.
Satyam vada, dharmam chara, swadhyaya anma pramadaha, acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi. Satyana pramaditavyam, dharmana ప్రమదితవ్యం కుశలాన్న ప్రమదితవ్యం భోక్తేన ప్రమదితవ్యం స్వాధ్యాయ ప్రవచనాభ్యాం ప్రమదితవ్యం దేవ పితృకార్యాభ్యాం న ప్రమదితవ్యం మాతృదేవో భవ పితృదేవో భవ ఆచార్య దేవో భవ అతిథి దేవో భవ.
ఆల్ ఇంపరేటివ్ వర్బ్స్. ఇంపరేటివ్ వర్బ్స్ మీన్స్ వాట్? స్ట్రిక్ట్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్, అనుశాసనం. యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్ మీనింగ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. వెరీ సింపుల్. సత్యం వద, స్పీక్ ద ట్రూత్, ధర్మం చర, ఫాలో ధర్మ, ధర్మం చర, లివ్ ధర్మ,
స్వాధ్యాయ ఆత్మా ప్రమద, మా ప్రమద,
మే యు నాట్ గో అవే ఫ్రమ్, డీవియేట్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్? స్వాధ్యాయాత్. స్వాధ్యాయ ఇస్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్రం. స్టడీ షుడ్ బి కంటిన్యూడ్. స్వాధ్యాయాత్ మా ప్రమద. ఇట్స్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ డిసిప్లిన్ బికాస్ శాస్త్ర స్టడీ షుడ్ నెవర్ బి గివెన్ అప్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ విత్ ది శాస్త్రం, స్టడీ ఆఫ్ ది శాస్త్రం మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ రిపీటెడ్లీ యు ఆర్ రిమైండెడ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ పురుషార్థ, యువర్ జ్ఞానం, యువర్ స్వరూపం, ది ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ, భగవాన్. Therefore, it'd be easy for you to live a life of dharma. The swadhyaya anma pramadaha. So may you not give up, may you not deviate from the study of the shastram.
Acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantum mavyavachetsihi.
Says, Acharyaya priyam dhanam ahritya. So having given the teacher, having offered the teacher the desired money as Guru Dakshina, so that he would be able to run the Gurukulam, he'd be able to give free education to other following students. Acharyaya priyam dhanam ahritya, so having offered the desired money as Guru Dakshina to the teacher to support his work for the perpetuation of, for the preservation of Shastram, so having given, then what should he do? Brahmachari, he must be really responsible. Brahmachari, if he does not remain as a Naitika Brahmachari, then what should he do? He cannot be a vagabond. He must get married. He must have a family. Why? Prajatantum mavyavachetsihi. There are only two lifestyles. Okay, either you be a Naitika Brahmachari and place him and only in Shastram, 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 Shastram. If you're not ready for that, enter into Grihastashrama. For what? Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi. Vyavacheda means breaking. Ma vyavachetsihi. May you not cut, may not cleave, may not break the lineage of the family. See, family lineage must be maintained, sustained, so that dharma can be sustained, dharma can be perpetuated. See, the maintaining the family lineage is not simply for anything else. for the perpetuation of dharma. I always repeatedly have said this, dharma praja abhivridhyartham vivahaha. So marriage itself is a progeny for the perpetuation of dharma. Therefore, the family lineage must be maintained, it shall be broken. So he says, the teacher says,
Acharyaya priyam dhanamahritya prajatantumma vyavachetsihi.
So may not break the lineage of the family. Means what? You must have the must contribute for the family lineage, must get married, enter to grihastha ashrama. And before entering, take the responsibility. See that you already earn and give desired money to the priyam dhanam. Acharyaya priyam dhanam ahritya. So having offered the desired money to the teacher as dakshina, and enter into as a responsible individual, enter into the family life, get married, see that you do not break a family lineage. Having said that, and even when you live your life as a grihastha, these values must be strictly followed. So he puts all in impersonal voice sentences. Impersonal voice means what? There's no object here. Therefore,
satyana pramaditavyam.
It should not be deviated at all by you from truthfulness. Satyat na pramaditavyam. Is a sentence in impersonal voice. Impersonal voice means in English, if the objectless verb cannot be, a sentence with we cannot turn into passive voice, change into passive voice. But here, in Samskritam, we can do it. It's not passive voice, it's called impersonal voice.
Satyana pramaditavyam.
It should not be deviated by you from the truth. What it may, what he says is, may you not go away from truth, may not deviate from truth, from the truth.
Dharmana pramaditavyam.
See that again, the verb. Dharmana pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated at all by you from dharma, from living a life of values.
Kushalana pramaditavyam.
Your own health, your own physical health, your own mental health, don't take it for granted. One must definitely pay attention for one's own health.
Kushalana pramaditavyam.
It should not be deviated by you at all from your well-being. What does it mean? You must take all attention for your physical, emotional well-being.
Kushalana pramaditavyam.
One must take care of one's health. One should not ignore one's health. So may not deviate from health.
Kushalana pram, kushalat na pramaditavyam. Kushalana pramaditavyam. Bhutyaina pramaditavyam.
Bhutihi
means wealth, prosperity. So it should not be deviated at all by you from activities. Performed for prosperity, propitious activities. It should not be deviated at all by you from propitious activities. Swadhyaya pravachana bhyanna pramaditavyam. Swadhyaya pravachana bhyanna pramaditavyam. In the previous, now, we have understood. Swadhyaya pravachanecha, swadhyaya pravachanecha. That one discipline was repeatedly mentioned in the previous section we saw. Again, he says, swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated at all by you from swadhyaya and pravachanam. Studying the shastram and teaching what you have studied. You must be studying, and once you're studying, you must also share what you have studied. Teaching is also important. Swadhyaya pravachana bhyanna pramaditavyam. See, dharma is emphasized. Why you should study? You know the value of study and you do it. And you be grateful and you also share the teaching. This is how dharma is maintained. This is how others' well-being also is taken care of in Vedic tradition, Vedic culture. If you know the value of dharma, if you live a life of dharma, naturally, you do not disturb the order, means you contribute for others' peace also. That is why we don't have missionaries in India to convert. There's no conversion. So the understanding has to happen. We do not try to change others. And we also, Shastram, it is very well understood. We cannot change others. Others cannot change us. But change has to be brought in us by understanding. Teaching is important. On a study, one has to teach. So that one can contribute for the universal harmony. Swadhyaya pravachana bhyanna pramaditavyam. Deva Pitrukarya Bhyanna Pramaditavyam. So Deva Pitrukarya Bhyam. So it should not be deviated at all by you from. Here Deva Pitrukarya means worship. Worship of devatas. Revered as devatas. Worship of natural phenomena. Revered as devatas. And also, Pitru's ancestors. So, this Deva Pitrukar implies what? One should not deviate from Panchamaha Yajnas. Matrudevo Bhava. Matrudevaha Bhava. Mata Devaha Yasya Saha Matrudevaha. May you be the one for whom mother is Bhagavan. May you be the one for whom mother herself is Bhagavan. Pitru Devo Bhava. May you be the one for whom father becomes God. Acharya Devo Bhava. Acharya Devaha Yasya Sa Acharya Devaha. Acharya Devo Bhava. May you be the one, may you become the one for whom the teacher himself becomes Bhagavan. अतिथिः देवः यस्य सः अतिथिदेवः. अतिथिदेवः भव. मे यु बी द वन् बिकम् द वन् फार् होम् एनी गेस्ट् नाकिङ्ग् एट् युर् डोर् हिम्सेल्फ् इस् भगवान्. सो मे यु बी द वन् फार् होम् गेस्ट् इस् भगवान् मीन्स् वाट्? मे यु ट्रीट् फादर्, मदर्, teacher, the guest also is Bhagavan. Means may you have, Bhagavan means you must have exalt, highest degree of reverence. The same reverence you have Bhagavan, you have for Bhagavan should be there for all these mother, father, guest and teacher.
Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, आचार्य देवो भव, अतिथि देवो भव.
ओके, सिंपल, वेरी वेरी सिंपल मंत्र, ईजी मंत्र, नथिंग नथिंग डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड, बट वी विल डिराइव मोर फ्रॉम शंकर भगवत्पादस कमेंटरी. ओके, सो वी विल सी the commentary beautifully next week. So we'll see that next class. It's all right. We'll see much more in this. Just we have seen the literal meaning of the mantra. The teacher's instruction is in such a way that no way the student can deviate. The student will not follow. He has to follow. Because the teacher's strict instruction is for the benefit of the student himself, for his own benefit. Okay. Om. पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते. पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरिः ओम् तत्सत्. श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम्.